This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, June 12th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Card check regulations underway. A ditch minnow spurs action, and New York legislators advance neonic-coated seed ban. ALRB drafts card check regulations. The Agriculture Labor Relations Board has published a regulatory proposal for enacting Governor Newsom's card check legislation. The board acted quickly to implement AB 113 after Newsom fast-tracked the legislation through a budget trailer bill last month. The regulations would rescind the mail-in voting option and enable farm worker unions to collect and submit ballots for union elections. ALRB plans to adopt the regulations on June 23rd, 2 weeks after issuing the public notice. And on that note, Jodell Bosk hosted members of the ALRB last week on his Fresno County farm. California Farm Bureau's Brian Little organized the tour, which included Chair Victoria Hassad, General Counsel Julia Montgomery, and Board Member Ralph Lightstone. The next day, Del Bosk hosted the Department of Pesticide Regulation Director Julie Henderson. Del Bosk grew up in a farm worker camp and has been active in water policy at the Capitol, serving a stint on the California Water Commission as well. At the height of the drought last year, he had the heartbreaking task of letting 70 employees go. Farmers and state race to save a ditch minnow. The Newsom administration last week dedicated $1 million to protecting the threatened Clear Lake hitch, one of the largest members of the minnow family. Half of the money will go to researchers to investigate interactions between groundwater flows and streams. Now, the rest will support stream gauges and well transducers to track stream flow, well pumping, and water use. The hitch inhabits the lake's tributaries and is on the verge of extinction. According to Doreen DeAdamo, the agriculture member on the State Water Board, the minnow's numbers were so low at the start of the year that it looked like a crash-and-burn situation. Speaking at a California Farm Bureau conference in March, DeAdamo explained that groundwater pumping was potentially drawing down streams. At the same time, the fish were migrating. She saluted local farmers for being part of the solution rather than taking a combative approach and noted that if the hitch is in trouble, ag is going to be in trouble. The hitch population has begun to rebound following winter rains. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. House Republicans pitch tax on foreign farmland buys. House Republicans proposed a tax package Friday that would impose a new excise tax of up to 60% on purchases of U.S. farmland by China and other countries of concern, and also provide tax incentives for investing in low-income rural areas. The House Ways and Means Committee on Tuesday, tomorrow, will debate the three-bill package, collectively called the American Families and Jobs Act. The tax on foreign farmland purchases would apply to a citizen of China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, Cuba, or Venezuela, and to private business entities owned by a citizen or company in one of those nations. The tax could be prorated depending on a company's ownership. There would be a separate rule for companies that are publicly traded in the United States. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. House GOP looks to get agenda back on track. House Republican leaders will try again this week to satisfy a group of conservatives that effectively blocked GOP bills from getting votes last week. The group of bills includes the RAINS Act, a measure that would allow Congress to block regulations before they take effect, as well as legislation on gas stoves. GOP leaders have added to the lineup a measure that would block new regulations on pistol braces. The House Rules Committee is scheduled today to consider a new rule for floor debate on the legislation. Also this week, the House Ways and Means Committee will take up a package of tax bills that does include an extension of business expensing and bonus depreciation, as well as a new 60% tax on U.S. farmland purchases by individuals and entities in China and other countries of concern. The package also takes a shot at President Joe Biden's climate agenda by rolling back incentives for clean energy and electric vehicles. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the package would provide tax giveaways to large profitable corporations while shipping clean energy jobs overseas and raising energy costs on American families by thousands of dollars a year. By the way, few people would be expected to end up paying the farmland tax. The Joint Committee on Taxation estimates the tax would not raise any new revenue. Neonic-coated seed ban clears New York legislature. The New York legislature has passed a bill to prohibit the sale or use of corn, soybean, or wheat seed coated with any of five different neonicotinoids unless the State Environment and Conservation Commissioner determines there are not adequate alternatives. The State Senate approved the bill Friday. Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul has expected to sign it. It would go into effect in 2027, making New York the first state in the nation to take such broad action on seed coatings. Business groups are continuing to oppose the bill. Farmers did not submit or agree to amendments in the final bill, and we now ask Governor Hochul to veto this legislation, said David Fisher, president of the New York Farm Bureau. Proponents, including the Natural Resources Defense Council, contend neonics harm pollinators and birds. While the Birds and Bees Protection Act does not go as far as Europe's total outdoor neonic ban, and Canada has largely phased out neonic-coated corn and soybean seeds, it is the first law to address neonic seed coatings of the U.S., far and away the largest and most widespread neonic use nationwide, NRDC said. Well, here's today's He Said It. What a farmer's trying to do is make enough money to pay the bank. And by the way, bankers don't give a damn about conservation. They give a damn about making sure that they get paid back. That's Family Farm Alliance President Pat O'Toole on the forces shaping farmers' crop decisions in the Colorado River Basin. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, June 12th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.